Hall, Lucinda, Battle Creek, Michigan, November 13, 1861. Dear Sister Lucinda, I have long wanted to write you, but have been so driven, have not had time. I have had very much writing to do, and today have left home to prevent being disturbed. We are anxious to hear from you and to learn what Brother Wheeler and Cook are about. Please write us all the particulars. We sent to New York for a girl, and she is now with us, and we are much pleased with her. She is an excellent teacher, yet she has not much experience in present truth. None of her family are Sabbath keepers. She wished to go among Sabbath keepers. Sister Sperry wrote me that Cook would not receive the message sent to him, neither organization. It will take time to develop character, and I care not how soon the half-hearted are brought to light and know who is on the Lord's side. A thorough work has been going on in this church. Uriah and Harriet are standing clear and in union with us. Mary Loughborough has been quite sick for months. 4 weeks ago, she gave birth to an infant weighing 3 pounds. It lived 1 week and died. Mary is a feeble child, and she has suffered much for weeks past. She is now just able to walk to our house. Laura remains about as usual. Our parents are again with Stephen. I think they feel more contented there, and as we have the burden of the cause of God upon us, I do not think it can be our duty to take charge of our aged parents. Before we left for the East, we told them we would obligate ourselves to take care of them as long as they lived, if they would get their means from John and that in the bank, all amounting to $500, and we would agree and put the same in writing that if any of their means should be left more than they should expend, we would leave it to Sarah and Stephen. Mother was not willing to call the $200 from John, and James said it was the last offer he should ever make them. Now Skinner's bank has gone down, and they have lost all they had in the bank, some $300. Stephen and Sarah have quite a care upon them. I shall not let my parents suffer for anything like clothing. I have just made Father a new vest and handed it to him, and made Mother 2 flannel chemises to make her comfortable. My boys are now having their overcoats made. We have quite a lot of work on hand, but we shall soon be through. I wish you were with us, Lucinda, but I know that your parents need and deserve you until they make a final surrender of you to another. We often think of you all and would be so glad to see you at your own home, but this cannot be. Jenny and the boys are as well as usual. The children are very, very busy with their school and seed business. Now, Lucinda, do sit down and write me a long, long letter. Tell me all particulars. What interests you interests me. Much love to your father and mother and the children. In much love.